This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, aren't you excited? The week is just beginning and we have so much we have to get to tonight. Yes, we're going to have a long talk about Joe Biden and the diagnosis. I'm going to address this FBI, Cash Patel, Epstein stuff. The big, beautiful bill that's big and gigantic and awful. We'll talk about the media lying, Trump's negotiating something with Vladimir Putin, the cruise ship crime is on the rise, and we're going to talk to Brandon Darby because State Department advisors are being gunned down in Mexico. All that Medal of Honor Monday, an hour from now, and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to do something, and I'm warning you right now, it's going to be very boring. You're just going to have to hang with me for a minute. I don't know that I've ever opened up a show like this, but I'm going to read you something. Donald Trump, he had a meeting today with Vladimir Putin, you know, the head of Russia, Vladimir Putin, the guy who's currently embroiled in a brutal war. And I'm going to read this statement in its entirety, and I'm going to read it for a purpose. This is going to come back to Joe Biden and cancer and everything else, but I'm not going to skip anything. I'm going to read the whole thing, okay? So this is what Donald Trump put out. He put this out a few hours before the show began tonight. Here's what he said. I just completed my two-hour call with President Vladimir Putin of Russia. I believe it went very well. Russia and Ukraine will immediately start negotiations toward a ceasefire and, more importantly, an end to the war. The conditions for that will be negotiated between the two parties, as it can only be, because they know details of a negotiation that nobody else would be aware of. The tone and spirit of the conversation were excellent. If it wasn't, I would say so rather than later. Russia wants to do a large-scale trade with the United States when this catastrophic bloodbath is over, and I agree. There is tremendous opportunity for Russia to create massive amounts of jobs and wealth. Its potential is unlimited. Likewise, Ukraine can be a great beneficiary on trade in the process of rebuilding its country. Negotiations between Russia and Ukraine will begin immediately. I have so informed President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission, President Emmanuel Macron of France, Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni of Italy, Chancellor Friedrich Merz of Germany, and President Alexander Stubb of Finland during a call with me immediately after the call with President Putin. The Vatican, as represented by the Pope has stated it will be very interested in hosting the negotiations. Let the process begin. Why would I read this when we were about to talk about Joe Biden? That was a small portion of Donald Trump's day. A two-hour phone call with the head of the largest nuclear power on the planet. He was trying to negotiate a framework to end a gigantic war while at the same time touching base with Vladimir Putin about possibly coming up with some sort of a trade negotiation. Oh, and by the way, when he got done with that, he had to hang up and get a hold of Zelensky and he had to get with him talking about a potential trade negotiation. And then, as he just laid out right there, he had to reach out to, let me see here, let me just quick count. One, besides Zelensky and Putin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 heads of state plus the Pope had to be contacted by Donald Trump afterwards to lay out exactly the framework of this and the trade and the blah, blah, blah. That was a small portion of Donald Trump's day. Why? Because he is the president of the United States of America. And that's what it's like being the president. When you are the president of the United States of America, there is no day off. There's no 10-hour night sleep. it doesn't exist because there is always a war, a trade deal, a border, a tax, a bill, a speech, an obligation of some kind. Have you ever looked at the before and after pictures of George W. Bush during his first term versus how he looked at the end of it? Barack Obama, same thing, at the beginning of his first term versus 8 years later. It looks like somebody put him in a time machine and fast-forwarded him 50 years forward. That's how old they look, because the job itself is relentlessly demanding. Whether you're a communist, a Republican, good, bad, love of country, the requirements of the job of the presidency are life and death all day, every day. No matter what you decide about anything, people will usually die or live because of the decisions you make. That's how important that job is. And for 4 years, this man pretended to be president.
Where did you keep papers that related to those things that you were actively working on?
Well, I don't know. This is what, 2017, 18, that area?
Yes, sir.
Remember, in this time frame, my son is either been deployed or is dying. And so, month ago, dying. God, May 30th.
2015.
Who's going to prison? And don't tell me I'm overreacting. Have you ever been to a carnival? I'm assuming you've been to a carnival or a fair or something like that. Everyone's been to one. I'm sure to sell funnel cakes at one of those, you at least need a permit or a license. Let's say I forged a funnel cake permit, and I went and made funnel cakes at the local fair, the local carnival. I don't think you'd want me to go to prison, would you? Because it's not that big of a deal. Maybe a small fine or something, if that, but it's not that big of a deal. But what if I was an airline pilot? Only I didn't actually know how to fly. You see, the trainers at the school I went to, they all lied about my ability to fly, and they faked the exams. They let me through. The supervisor of the trainers, he knew that they were faking it. He signed off on it anyway. I went to United Airlines. They knew that I had faked my whole way through it. They chose to look the other way and acted as if I had a pilot's license. And then, not knowing how to take off, land, or fly a plane, I took over a commercial airliner with 300 people on board and claimed I could fly. Now, let me ask you, does that rise to the level of criminality? You see, different jobs are more important, obviously. My job, not important. I talk on the radio. The job of the President of the United States of America is the most important job on the planet. Infinitely more important, frankly, than one plane with 300 people on it. As much as I want those 300 people to be safe, the President holds many more lives than that in his hand every single day. So for 4 years, the President not only had dementia, he had prostate cancer, advanced prostate cancer. He was either A, treating it, or B, chose to forego treatment and die, and people all around him knew it and pretended as if he was functional for 4 years as he ran the United States of America into the side of a mountain. So again, I want to ask, who's going to go to prison? Because it's not a small thing. It's not a made-up political scandal. It's not time to move on. It's not time to focus on something else. I want to know who's going to prison for covering up the mental and physical condition of the man pretending to be president for 4 years. Donald Trump has to work 19 hours a day, trade deals, this, that. The job of the presidency is an endless, brutal grind. And for 4 years, we didn't have one. And guess what? It didn't just magically happen. People did it. People with names. People with addresses.
people with faces, social security numbers, birth dates, human beings lied to the entire United States of America, and the United States of America suffered in unimaginable ways for 4 years, and we still suffer to this day. Again, let me ask, who's going to prison? You would want me in prison if your family was on that plane and I lied, wouldn't you? And you'd be perfectly justified in doing so, especially if I hurt one of them. Who's going to prison for Joe Biden lying and everyone around him? Someone better. I'm not near done with this. I have a lot to say. Now, health is on everybody's mind right now. Honestly, as you get older, it's always on your mind. Someone around you is always dying or getting sick or something horrible, cancer, something horrible. What are you doing to be proactive? What are you doing to make sure your energy's good? Your focus is good. Are you hoping for the best? Having an extra green bean? Or are you actually being proactive about it? I take a male vitality stack from Chalk because I want to, Lord willing, get as much time with the grandkids that don't exist yet before I check out of here. That's why I do it. It's not only because of how I feel. I feel so much younger, so much more full of focus and energy, ready to go. And I have Chalk to thank for that. I'm a different person than I was 3 years ago when I started. You want to start a male vitality stack or female vitality stack from Chalk? You'll send me an email eventually. Everyone else does, telling me it's the best thing you ever did in your life. Go get a big fat discount on a subscription. If it doesn't work for you, take it for 3 months. If you don't feel it, cancel it. You'll take it forever. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. Sorry, I'm a little bit fired up about the fact we did not have a president for 4 years, and I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to move on. And no, I'm not just going to wish him best. Of course, I don't want anyone, Joe Biden included, to get prostate cancer or die or whatnot. But I'm not going to move on, and I'm not going to let it go. No, absolutely not. You see, they lied. And let's stop. Be careful with your language as this story dominates the headlines. Be careful with your language because I've already seen a ton of this from people. Well, if they knew, someone should have. Well, if they knew, let me tell you a little story. You want to have a little story with me? Did I ever tell you this? Did I ever tell you my dad had prostate cancer? I can tell you now because he's passed on, and that is not what he died from. His heart gave out. But before that, and not long before that, my father was diagnosed with prostate cancer. You know the thing about my dad? He wasn't big on doctors. He wasn't big on medical stuff. Yet, my father was not only diagnosed with prostate cancer, he was diagnosed early. Do you know why? I got to learn a little something about prostate cancer during all this. Because you don't need 8 billion tests. You need tests to confirm it, of course. It shows up right in your blood. Now, this is from a man who gets his blood drawn maybe once a year. They found it. They found it early. Once they found it, they then had a decision to make. How to treat it. Lots of the treatments miserable. Really, it was all miserable. It was all invasive. And guess what else? There was an option to not treat it at all. I remember this conversation with my dad, and I said, Dad, why wouldn't you treat it? I don't want you to die. And my dad said, well, here's the deal. And he simply laid this out. Prostate cancer takes a while. I keep hearing 5 to 10 years, 5 to 10 years. This guy said 5 to 10 years.
Aggressive prostate cancer such as this at age 80 grows over a long period of time. I mean, usually it takes from the first diagnosis of prostate cancer to spread would take 5 to 10 years.
That was a doctor, an oncologist on News Nation. You see, some men choose not to treat their prostate cancer because A, the treatment's brutal, but B, it moves so slowly that you have 5 to 10 more years before it takes you. If you're old enough, maybe you're looking at the calendar and thinking, well, I don't necessarily have much longer than 5 to 10 more years. I think I'll wait and just check out. It's a decision. I was not aware before my father got it. It's a decision apparently men do make. Not giving you any advice one way or the other, but apparently it's a common decision. This is a very, very long way of saying this. Don't you dare give any of these people an out. Joe Biden, his wife, his team, and the people around him not only knew Joe Biden had advanced prostate cancer, they've known for years. In fact, I guarantee you, they knew before he even ran for president, let alone got sworn in for president. They knew this man had cancer. And like I said, he either A, was getting it treated privately at his home. Remember, we were always getting the news stories that he would fly home to Delaware for half of his presidency every weekend. He wasn't working. He flew home and we wouldn't know what was going on. So either A, he was getting treatment in private. And I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on this. Or B, he chose not to treat it at all. But you know what's not an option? C, he didn't know. He's the president of the United States of America. My father, who never went to the doctor, knew. The president gets his blood drawn for breakfast every morning because he has to be checked out and made sure everything's on the up and up forever. So what happened was a gigantic medical scandal to install a dementia patient who's on his deathbed and pretend as if he's president so the communists around him could tear this country apart for 4 years. And they did so successfully. And maybe, just maybe, we should have seen it coming because obviously the communists knew something was wrong.
Start your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
She knows so long as she was denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation is remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
I was sitting, you know, a 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused. He's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on. Very.
You get the idea. Credit to Tom Elliott for putting that montage together. They all lied for 4 years. And back to what we discussed before. Is this a crime in your eyes? In my eyes, it is. If all those people, all those entities lied to make sure I could make the funnel cakes at the local carnival, no big deal, maybe a misdemeanor, a small fine, if anything. If very powerful people in this country lied, and they did, about the president's mental and physical condition so they could make sure he remained as president, that is a crime, and a serious, serious crime. And no, David Axelrod, I will not move on.
His medical condition now, his announced medical condition now, do you believe that silences okay. or delays a lot of conversations about his, you know, last year and a half of his presidency for now?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think those conversations are going to happen, but they should be more muted and set aside for now, as he's struggling through this.
Yeah, no, up yours. They should be louder than ever before. And I'm going to get louder than ever before telling you about gold right now, by the way. You understand that the trade deals, they're not inked yet, that the trade deal with China is not a deal. It was a 90-day pause on trade hostilities. Everything rests on a knife's edge right now. Are you taking chances with the retirement you worked for? Or have you already gotten a hold of Gold Co. and let them protect it? That's what Gold Co. is, a retirement protection plan. They'll get precious metals as part of your retirement to raise that floor up, ensuring you can't lose it all. Can't happen. They are A-plus rated from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. Look, they give out a free copy of their 2025 Gold and Silver Kit, too. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up a half hour from now, and so many stories to get to, so I'm going to wrap up this Joe Biden thing. You can already tell I'm upset about it. It's a big deal that they lied about the United States president for 4 years. It's a really, really big deal. Prostate cancer getting into his bones, being terminal, means he's had it for years and years and years. And they all lied about it. And I just want to make two other points on it. First about them, and the second one about communists in general. First, we played this for you last week, but I'm going to play you another little bit of Joe Biden on The View from last week. But before I get to that, I just want to remind you that Jill Biden unquestionably knew about his cancer diagnosis. Jill Biden saw Joe Biden with the whole dementia stuff. She saw him in a state of mind that you can't possibly imagine. She saw him after the sun went down at night and the cameras were off. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how she saw him, the condition she saw him in? That's one. Two, she let it go for the whole 4 years. Let's be really nice and excuse that. Let's say, well, he's already there. She's just going to ride out his first term. After 4 years of that, knowing he has dementia, knowing he has cancer, Jill Biden not only fought tooth and nail for him to run again. Remember, she was the only holdup. We found that out from sources. When Pelosi and Schumer and all the rest of them were pushing him out, it was Jill Biden who was standing there saying, no, he's running again. Not only did that witch tell him to run again and fight so he could run again. This is a man who's dying. He has terminal cancer. He's dying. Not only that, she dragged him last week onto The View and had this conversation.
What is your response to these allegations, or are these sources wrong?
They are wrong. There's nothing to sustain that, number one. Number two, you know, think of what we're left with. We're left with a circumstance where we had an insurrection when I started. Not since the Civil War. We had a circumstance where we were...
Listen, I'll let him keep going. Listen to his pudding brain. He doesn't know anything anymore. A couple random talking points that he can kind of halfway string together, not in any kind of a coherent way. Just think about what's that... insurrection. Oh, and it was as bad as the Civil War. This is last week. He's sitting a foot away from Jill dying. This guy's dying.
We're in a position that the pandemic, because of the incompetence of the last outfit, end up over a million people dying. And we're also in a situation where we found ourselves unable to deal with a lot of just basic issues, and which I won't go into in the interest of time. And so we went to work, and we got it done. And, you know, one of the things
Alyssa, you know, one of the things I think is that...
This her answer is... I'm going to let it play. Her answer is somehow more evil than it was last week. She sat there for 4 years while her husband had dementia and stage 4 prostate cancer, and not only let him remain president when he couldn't function, pushed as hard, fought with every fiber of her being to ensure he would run again. The woman wanted her husband to die of cancer in the White House.
People who wrote those books were not in the White House with us. Mm-hmm. And they didn't see how hard Joe worked every single day. I mean, he'd get up, he'd put in a full day, and then at night I'd be in bed, you know, reading my book, and he was still on the phone reading his briefings, working with...
Think about saying those words on television. When we all know at night, Joe Biden was borderline comatose laying there, or if he happened to be awake, possibly sat there in the White House receiving cancer treatments. Maybe not, but he obviously wasn't studying briefings. We all know that. This human being wasn't studying squad.
Where did you keep papers that related to those things that you were actively working on?
Well, I don't know. This is what...
And Joe Biden, with his dementia brain, this is from 2022, told us he had cancer.
And because it was a four-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why I can't for the longest time.
Please do not give them what they want today. They want you saying things like, well, if they knew, they all knew. That's not debatable. They all knew. One final point. This is for future reference for all of us. We knew Joe Biden must be really bad when the media screamed over and over again that he was as sharp as possible. Remember how they handled the election? We also knew, remember, we didn't know what happened after the 2020 election. Who knows? I mean, it was weird, middle of the night, ballots. We didn't know what happened. I didn't know they cheated until this.
The reality is this was the most secure election we've ever had, and it was one of the most well-run elections we've ever had.
You know, a lot of this is just really a strategy to erode public confidence in what was a very well-run, secure election.
Have you seen in this case that we have the safest, most secure election in Michigan's history?
You know what transparency would be? Not lying to your constituents and not denying the simple facts that we had a safe and secure and free and fair election here in Pennsylvania.
Government and industry representatives from the election security community issued a joint statement reflecting a consensus perspective that the 2020 election was the most secure in U.S. history.
I had no idea. Remember, I told you on the air, I had no idea what was true, what wasn't true about the election. Was there cheating? Did they steal it? Was it on the up and up? I didn't know. I didn't know until those talking points kept rolling out, and that's when we talked about it on the air. Because there's no possible way the election with the most mail-in ballots in history was the most secure in history. That's ridiculous. You would have no way of knowing that. You can claim it was secure or something. It was the safest and fairest ever. That's when I knew you stole it. We should have known just how bad it was with Joe Biden when they were back there saying this.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
For future reference, when you see the system that would be Democrats and the corporate media, when you see them loudly proclaiming the same thing over and over and over again. Like, safest and fairest ever. Joe Biden's never been sharper. I couldn't keep up with him. The next time they come up with a lie, and I don't know what that lie will be. I don't know what that lie will be about. You will know it's a lie. You know it's a lie by how many of them are saying it and how loud and emphatic they happen to be saying it. These people lie about everything at all times, and they never stop. All right, let's move on. I am going to get to the FBI Epstein files stuff in a minute. We're going to do a couple emails before I get to that. Before that, I want to get to this email. Hey, Jesse, I am one of those weird cat people, she says. Thanks to you, I got some meow greens. And my daily barfer kitty hasn't barfed in a month. It's so nice not cleaning up that mess every single day. Look, I've told you about Rough Greens and about Meow Greens. Yes, they have Rough Greens for cats. It's called Meow Greens. All natural nutritional supplement you sprinkle on your dog's food or your cat's food. You will see physical differences in your puppy. You won't have to go to the vet so often. We had the exact same situation with Fred that she just laid out. We don't have to clean things up His coat looks so much better. Just try it. Free Jumpstart trial bags. Try it. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Emails next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Remember, Medal of Honor Monday comes up about 10 minutes from now, honoring another hero, a legend tonight. And remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, whatever you'd like. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let's do a couple of these before we dig in. I'm going to get to the Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, Epstein didn't kill himself stuff. I'm going to get to that in a few. Just bear with me. Oracle, I think the real reason for Jim Comey to put out the bat signal to kill President Trump was to try to make the administration make a rash move, such as arresting him. He could claim victim status. Well, I don't agree. I mean, his name's Mike. It's not a dumb email. I don't agree. I told you why James Comey put that out. Or why I think he put it out. I don't know. I think he put it out because I do know how Democrats talk when they're around each other. This is not only the street animals that are throwing poop at each other. High society types, business leaders, corporate world, professors, you name it. When Democrats get around each other, they talk about you dying or being murdered, definitely Trump dying or being murdered, casually all the time. And your emails did not disappoint. When I brought this up on Friday and I said, I bet you money you have a Democrat in your life who has talked like this before. Well, hopefully his plane blows up. Maybe he'll have a heart attack and die. Well, hopefully. But I told you that you would have somebody in your life who talked like that, and you did not disappoint. You all did. It's how Democrats talk. Because Democrats are soulless, godless communists who don't believe in individual souls or the sanctity of life. And because you don't believe in that, human beings are just, look, you're either on their side or you're in the way. And if you're in the way, if you're not an individual soul, well, just kill him. Just kill it. Just get rid of it. And I'll tell you another reason he did it, though. This is another reason. It's the same reason the animals take to the streets to break in windows and burn down things and stuff like that. The reason they do that is when you are a violent communist in America, you are perfectly aware that as long as your location is correct, you can act like a complete savage, free from any criminal consequences. And it's just always been that way. Democrats don't get arrested. You don't get arrested for threatening to kill Donald Trump. If you're in Minneapolis, I saw a video the other day. A stolen car drove by the cop, and the cops weren't allowed to go after him. You just simply understand, if you're an animal, if you're one of these communist street animals, as long as you're in an area that's controlled top to bottom by Democrats, you can commit whatever crime you'd like. It's why they do it all the time. You can't help them. They're firebombing pregnancy centers in Palm Springs.
As I mentioned yesterday, our efforts to positively identify the deceased individual here has been found. We are fairly confident that subject is Guy Edward Bartkus, 25-year-old, from, again, Palm Springs. From, again, 29 Palms. The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force indicates that we believe he was the subject found near the vehicle.
What you didn't hear there was maybe the most revealing thing ever. This guy should have been on everybody's radar. You know what they said? The dude drove a Ford Fusion. Everyone I've ever known who drove a Ford Fusion was a complete psychopath. Every single one. I'm convinced that's the car psychos drive, and I don't know why that's the car psychos drive, but, well, we should look into it. We can profile. What, Chris? I guarantee this isn't the only documented criminal who drives a Ford Fusion. There's just something about that car. And it's like Subaru Outback and lesbians. When you see a Subaru Outback, you automatically know that's a lesbian in there. Hey, Jesse, I really appreciate the story you told about how you went through hard times financially. I hate to hear that people have struggles, but it certainly helps me know I'm not alone. I'm doing fine now, but I've had times where I was down to my last dollar. Life has a way of working out as long as you don't give up. Her name is Vicky. I'll tell you a story I told you a long time ago about that. So one time, when you work construction, if you're working out of town usually, you will get per diem checks depending on the job. And because of tax reasons, that has to be a separate check. So you would get your paycheck. Remember, kids, it used to be a physical paycheck. You had to go cash it. But then they would give you, let's say if you had $100 coming that week for per diem, for meals and things like that, that had to be in a separate category. So it'd be two different physical checks. You with me? What, Chris? No. I use 100 per week as an example. No, you didn't get $100 per week. I'm simplifying this, especially because the check I'm about to discuss is $100. So I was in a situation where I had been working construction and everything else, and then I was pretending to go to college, but I was actually just screwing up my entire life. And I was completely broke, and I hadn't eaten in 2 days. 2 days I hadn't had a meal. I'm telling you, God looks out for me even when I don't deserve it, which is pretty much all the time. I am hungry. I'm really, really hungry. And my buddies are giving me chicken strips and whatever else they have extra. I'm not emaciated, right? I'm functioning. But I'm going through my stuff, actually looking for some food, because I had a pantry with, you know, ranch and ketchup and your basics like that. I found underneath some stuff a $100 per diem check that I had lost and forgot to cash. Now, maybe you're laughing at me and you think that's no big deal. Man, when you haven't eaten and you find $100 right there, it may well has been a $100 million Powerball check. For me, at that moment in time, I felt like Bill Gates, only not on Epstein Island. I felt what, Chris? I mean, I felt rich is what I was going for. I felt extremely rich. And of course, I maximized every dollar and ordered a pizza immediately. Now, I know you want to talk about this.
You said Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. People don't believe it.
Well, I mean, listen, they have a right to their opinion, but as someone who has worked as a public defender, as a prosecutor, who's been in that prison system, who's been in the Metropolitan Detention Center, who's been in segregated housing, you know a suicide when you see one, and that's what that was.
He killed himself. I've seen the whole file. He killed himself.
That was Cash Patel, Dan Bongino on Fox Business. And my emails are full of you angry about that. I promised you I would, and I will. We're going to do Medal of Honor Monday, and then we will discuss that at length. Next.